Wow. Wow, this is just wow. I can't believe this. I really this is just wow. Not even a hello. Just nothing. I mean, I come all this way and you ignore me. You're ignoring me. You're still ignoring me. I'm talking to you and you're ignoring me. I don't believe this. I don't believe this. This is wow. Wow. I can't. I just not even a hello. I mean, not even a wave. Just wow. You know, it wasn't easy to get here. It was almost impossible to get here. I had to post myself. I had to post myself across the universe to get here. I saw nothing. Nothing. Do you know how much it cost? I paid for express delivery across the universe. I am poor now. I am skint. And nothing. Nothing. You're just doing your soldier thing. Not soldier. Marine. And you're back to... You cannot just... Soldier. So I want your attention. Don't get me. And now I have your attention, only I don't, because you're ignoring me again. You're ignoring me. Unbelievable. I came all this way, because let's face it, it's not like you're next door. You're across the universe, quite some distance. And I came all that distance for you, because I was worried about you, because I haven't heard from you in 7 months. 7 months! Not a message, not a letter, nothing, nothing. And I was worried, so I came to find you. And what do I get? I get ignored. Apart from when I call you a soldier. You shout Marine and then you go back. I just don't believe this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, I have your attention now. Hello? Do you remember me, your best friend? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? What the fuck do you think I'm doing here? I'm here to see you. Why? I'm here to see you because I was worried about you. I don't know why, because obviously you don't care. No, you don't care. I've been standing here for the last 3 minutes trying to talk to you and you've just been running around doing the whole marine thing. And actually, what's the difference? What's the difference between a soldier and a marine? Oh, you're a space marine. And? What? Don't look at me like that. You do not get to look at me like that. You've been ignoring me for the last 3 minutes. Emergency? What emergency? Oh, is that why it's so noisy and there are red flashing lights? What's happening? Containment breach. Ooh, is it me? Because I had to break out of the mailroom. Do you call it the mailroom if it's on a space station? I think it's a mailroom because I mailed myself here. What? There's nothing wrong with mailing yourself. How else was I meant to get here? It's a top secret base. Oh, don't you look at me like that. I didn't exactly have a lot of options. I couldn't exactly charter a spaceship, could I? Because A, I'm claustrophobic, and B, you're stationed on some top secret space station that doesn't even officially exist. All I had was an address where I could send you care packages. So I sent you a care package of me. And I paid a lot of money. I sent myself express. Do you know how expensive that is? And could you turn off that alarm? Because it's really, really annoying. It's doing my head in. I'm quite stressed right now. And that's not helping. In fact, neither are the red lights. What exactly has been breached? Xenospec. What the fuck are you doing with a Xeno specimen. It's fine. It's absolutely fine because we're perfectly safe, right? It's just a breach. This is just a simulation, right? This is just a test. This is like a fire drill. This is a fire drill. That's why all the alarms and the lights and you doing soldier, marine things. Again, still not sure what the difference is, but you're a marine. I get it. Don't pout. Not that you pout, because marines don't pout. Only you're pouting. You miss me. Yay. So this is just a drill, right? It's not a drill. So a Xeno thingy has escaped. What exactly is a Xeno thingy? Because that sounds like an alien. You know, like a meh. Right, do aliens go meh? I don't know, because aliens, there are no aliens. So Xeno specimen, there are aliens. Okay. Aliens. But I mean, breach isn't that bad, right? Breach isn't anything. It is something. It's a big something. So this is a big deal with the red flashing lights and the alarms. So that's why you were ignoring me, because you were. Oh. So it's on this deck where we are on the deck where the Xeno has breached. This deck, us on this deck with the alien. The alien is on this deck. But we're fine, right? We're perfectly fine because you're a marine. You're a marine, not a soldier. You're a marine, and you definitely didn't pout. Are you okay? Well, it's just I haven't heard from you in 7 months, and I know now's not really the time to bring it up because there's a Xeno thingy on this deck with us. But I was worried. I was really worried, and that's why I mailed myself across the universe. It was very, very small, and I was very claustrophobic, but it's you, so I put up with it. Because I was really worried. Really, really worried. Did I mention that I was worried? I was really worried. And now I'm kind of even more worried because Xeno breach. What? Did I see anything? Why would I see anything? I've been in a box for a month. I've been in a box. So in fact, I haven't heard from you in 8 months. You sent a message last week. Well, I wouldn't have known. I was being delivered to you. So why would I have seen something? The what? The mailroom, you mean? So the mailroom's right next to the Xeno specimen thing. I didn't see anything. What am I meant to see? An alien? If I saw an alien, you would bloody know that I saw an alien. I would tell you. I would definitely say something if I saw an alien. If I saw I would tell you. Sorry, what? What? A malfunctioning console? Why would there be a malfunctioning console? I mean, what would make it malfunction? I mean, how do you even know that there is a console that's malfunctioning and smoking and maybe on fire? Well, I mean, I don't know it's on fire. I mean, you're the one that knows that there's a console that's malfunctioning. Because you saw it when you ran the diagnostic. So when you were running around, you were running a diagnostic. Didn't see anything? No, I didn't see anything. No, I didn't see anything. I was just getting a drink because I was quite thirsty after being mailed across the universe, so I just went looking for a drink and I found a vending machine and didn't see anything. Well, I'm not acting suspicious. Don't know what you're talking about. What? I just had my drink. I just had my drink, that's all. You know, I was looking for somewhere to sit down, and I saw this table. Well, it looked like a table. I mean, some people might have called it a console, but I call it a table. It was a table. And maybe I heard something that made me jump, and maybe I spilt a little tiny bit of something on the table, and maybe there was some smoke and some fire. But I didn't see anything. No, I didn't spill anything on the Xeno specimen containment console. So it wasn't a table. So I might have maybe, well, you know how I like Pepsi Max? I don't have a problem. I can stop any time. Okay, I might have a slight problem, but I think we have a bigger problem because there's an alien on this deck, and I might have spilt Pepsi Max on the table / console, and it might have caught fire. A little bit, like not a lot. I mean, it was quite smoky. But I tried to put it out by pouring more Pepsi on it, but it didn't seem to work, so it got very smoky and kind of fiery, and then I heard a noise again, which was kind of what an alien might sound like. Oh. I might have done a bad thing. And by might, I mean, I definitely did a bad thing. I spilt Pepsi Max on the Xeno specimen containment table / console, and then I might have poured more into it, which made it worse, and I might have something to do with the breach, but probably not. Okay, I definitely do. Are you sure? Oh. But I mean, it's not all that bad, right? I mean, it's fine. It's perfectly fine. I mean, you're a Marine. There are lots of Marines here, and you can just deal with what do you mean? There aren't lots of Marines. This is a big space station. So there'll be Marines. Do you mean there are soldiers? Fine, there are lots of soldiers. There aren't lots of soldiers. Where are all the soldiers? Did you say dead? You. I forgot how much of a joker you are because you're so funny. Because they're dead. They're dead. They're dead. They're dead. What? See, I was going to ask you what killed them, but I'm not going to ask that because you're going to say the alien, aren't you? The alien killed them. The alien that is on this deck with us. But it's fine, right? It's fine. Right? It's fine. I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It was fine because you managed to get it back into containment. When you say you mean you and all the other Marines, because you said the soldiers were dead, but not the Marines. Oh, the Marines are dead too, apart from you. I mean, when did that happen? Because you just sent me a message last week and there was nothing in that message. Okay, I don't know what's in that message because I was in a box being delivered here. Oh. So what? No, back up. No. Did you just say that you sent me a message saying that you love me because you thought you were gonna die? No, we should talk. No, don't worry about the alien. Okay, yes, we should worry about the alien. But did you just say that you love me? You do. What do you mean you did? Why wouldn't you love me anymore? Okay, I can see why. So, bollocks. Oh, bollocks, I've really messed up. Oh no. No, I have. No. Damn, it's Pepsi addiction. What? What am I hiding behind my back? Nothing? Okay, it's Pepsi. I have a problem! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I was worried about you. I was really, really worried about you because I love you too. And I haven't heard from you and I was worried and I posted myself here. What kind of person posts themselves across the universe? Someone who's really, really worried and I am. And now, I mean, bollocks. I'm sorry. What do you mean it's all right? It's not all right. This is not all right. This is so not all right. There's a Xeno breach. That's on. Bollocks. I'm fine. I'm not panicking. This is not me panicking. Okay, I'm panicking slightly. I'm just panicking slightly, but it's fine. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. Just give me a second. I'll be fine. I'm fine. I'm completely fine. I just needed some Pepsi. I don't have a problem. I can stop anytime. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I am so, so sorry. Would I like a hug? Yes, I would like a hug. I have to put the Pepsi down. Can't I have a hug while I'm holding the Pepsi? It's you or the Pepsi. Okay, it's you. Hug, please. Oh, I've missed this. I've missed you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I really, really messed up. I didn't mean to. I just... Oh no, I've really messed up. How was it messed up? Okay, it was kind of messed up because everyone's dead apart from you and... See, this is why you shouldn't... Never mind. Forget I said that. Well, no, you really don't want me to say that. You really shouldn't, you know, contain aliens because it never ends well. It never ends. Oh, come on! No more hugs? I'm sorry, it's just... I'm stressed. I'm just a little bit stressed. Just a tiny bit stressed. What was that? Did you just crush my last can of Pepsi? Why would you do that? Rude. Okay. It's okay. All we need to do is just go down to the mailroom and get some more. Why can't we go down to the mailroom? Because there's an alien who wants to kill us. Good point. That's a very good point. You are officer material. What? You're an officer? When did that happen? When everyone died. Congratulations. So, we're not gonna die, are we? Because I just found out that you're in love with me, and if we die, that's really gonna get in the way of us getting married. Getting married? Well, because we're in love. What? Where are you going? There's an alien out there. What? It's on the other side of that door. Okay, I'm coming. Wait for me. Wait for me. Oh, bollocks.